Here's your NPR News update for Thursday, July 19th. I'm Stephen John. Two police officers have been injured in a shooting in South St. Paul. Officers were called to follow up on a missing persons report at a group home. South St. Paul Police Chief Bill Mesrich says officers began speaking with people at the residence.
Soon after that, an altercation occurred where the suspect obtained a shotgun and fired at our officers. Two officers were struck during the exchange of gunfire. Our officers did return fire, did not strike the suspect. The suspect eventually dropped the gun and was taken into custody.
One officer was hit in the shoulder and is expected to survive. The other officer had a leg injury but was not hospitalized. The Dakota County Sheriff's Office is investigating. State and law enforcement officials have identified an inmate suspected of killing a corrections officer at the state prison in Stillwater. They say 42-year-old Edward Muhammad Johnson is serving a decades-long sentence for murder. Washington County Attorney Pete Orpitz said he would file charges when they're ready in Wednesday's fatal assault on Joseph Gomm. Orpitz didn't want to say much about the case while there was an ongoing investigation.
You know that under the law, that murder of a corrections officer is a first-degree murder, but to get there, there's a circuitous route, and I don't even really want to talk about that because you'd get me to speculate, and I'd like to see some hard evidence, which right now I'm satisfied is being collected.
Funeral arrangements for Officer Gomm are pending. The Trump administration has extended a program that provides protective status to about 500 refugees from Somalia, most of whom live in Minnesota. Dan Crocker has more on that.
The program is called Temporary Protective Status. It provides temporary legal residence to people fleeing armed conflict or natural disaster in their home countries. President George H.W. Bush's administration first designated Somalia for temporary protective status in 1991 because of a violent civil war. This is now the 23rd time that special status has been extended. In a statement, Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen said it will be extended 18 months because the conditions supporting Somalia's designation for TPS continue to exist. The Trump administration has moved to terminate TPS for six other countries. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
And finally, Sioux Falls has added beer drinking while hurling axes to the city's list of entertainment options. The Argus Leader reports that the city council this week approved a business's request to sell beer and wine at its new location, where customers will be able to throw axes at targets. The co-owner of escape room business Escape 605 says they'll limit customers to one drink per hour and keep beverages out of the axe-throwing cages. Escape 605's new location is expected to open later this summer. A few showers continuing around the region tonight into Friday, with sunny and warmer conditions again by the weekend. For more news anytime, you can access our web stream at nprnews.org. You can listen on the radio 91.1 in the Twin Cities.